that God can work all things to good, but there are some conditions. Find out what they are in the verse that we have for you today. Hello and welcome to Love and Encouragement to Live By. I'm Tammy Thompson, a Christian author under the pen name of T.S. Thompson, and you can find out all about my books by visiting my website at ts-thompson.com.
And I'm Jo Heather Dodson, your Christian coach, helping you discover what God has next for your work, your ministry, and your life. Learn more about my coaching services at yourchristiancoach.net. Well, thanks for joining in today for your weekly dose of love and encouragement as we nurture your Christian living by talking about how God works things for the good.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be another good one, Jo Heather. I mean, mm-hmm. We just wrapped up our conference, you know, and we're filming a little bit behind, so this will be a little bit, you know, getting it right afterwards. But we are done. We are done with it. It was fabulous if you missed it. So check back to see if we have future ones coming up. But today, the verse we're going to be talking with you about today is a special verse. And it's Romans 8:28, and I'll be reading from the King James Version. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. Now, we want to make sure that you guys, you know, have some understanding about this verse, so we're going to break it down. Now, I just wanted to remind you here that there's not a period after the word good, because the world likes to grab this verse, Jo Heather. They do. The world, not the saved. The world take this one and say, well, God works everything to good, period. And that's not true. And then sometimes we will also put a period after the next part, you know, those who love God. But then there's another part there who are called, you know, according to his purpose. So when we're looking at that, there's these two conditional things. The first is to them, obviously, that love God. Mm-hmm. So the conditions we're talking about. And the second one is to them who are called according to his purpose. And this is just, it's really, I mean, I talked about the world, but it's really a verse for believers. You know, it's a beautiful verse for believers that you can use, because you can claim this verse. You're a believer, you love God, you know, you're called according to his purpose. You can speak this over your life when you're enduring difficulties, hardships, confusing situations, you know, you don't understand something's going on or something's unpleasant, doesn't make any sense to you, that no matter what battles against you, because there would be battles, you know, God is somehow, you got to believe God is somehow, some way going to work out that situation and that circumstance to good because you love him and you are called. Now, we're going to break this verse down for you, so stick with us. But first, I really want to hear what Jo Heather has to say, so I'm going to just pass it back to her.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tammy. Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great reminder for all of us, what you said, that there is not a period after the word good in this verse. And, you know, it's so true. People of the world like to shake their fists at God and get angry with him when things go wrong. But interestingly enough, they never praise him when things go right. And that's what came to my mind when we started talking about this verse. You know, so first of all, I just want to say this. We Christians today, in this age of grace, we are in the age of grace. And it's because of Christ's sacrifice on the cross. And what that means is that God is not sending bad things your way. I can't tell you how many times I run into Christians who are still saying, well, God sent this bad thing to me to teach me a lesson. Well, guess what, guys? That is not biblically sound for this age of grace. I know where you get it from. We don't have time for all of that today. But I just want you to know, you listeners to know, that the Word makes it clear the price for your bad choices, and I know we've all made them, the price has been paid. And guess what? If you are listening today and you haven't accepted Christ, it doesn't matter. Guess what? The price has been paid, whether you've accepted the free gift yet or not. And that may make some people uncomfortable, but it is just the Bible truth. Because now Tammy's talked about it. This is what we're really getting into today, is this verse, you know, makes it clear. This is a promise that God makes to work things together for the good. But it is for those who love him and who are called according to his purpose. This is a promise for those of us who are dependent on the indwelling and the intercession of God as Holy Spirit. I mean, I am dependent on that. And you know, that indwelling and intercession only comes when you have made a profession of faith in Jesus Christ. So it's kind of like this. You don't get the benefits of a Sam's Club discount price unless you're a member of Sam's Club. And I mean, I know that is a pretty basic illustration, but I think we all understand it. If you want the benefits, you have to join the club. And being a member of God's family isn't a club, right? The benefits of joining God's holy family, you do that by believing in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And this is way better than any club you could ever join on earth. You know, and God's word says in 2 Peter 3:9, and you may be saying, okay, I'm not invited to the club, Joe Heather. I'm just listening in curious. But guess what? You turn to 2 Peter 3:9. It says that the Lord is not willing that any of you should perish. He wants you all to come to repentance, but the choice is totally yours.
My goodness, that's where you're leaving that with me? Oh,
hey,
my goodness.
Yeah, no, it's just...
Woo, she's on fire. This is just the intro.
Pretty passionate about this verse.
But all she said was true. And yeah, there are going to be people who get offended by the truth, but it's the truth. It's not, it's our truth, whatever. It's the truth, right?
Yes.
It's what the word says. It's true. There are a lot of promises that are set aside for believers. And, you know, certain circumstances too, right? There's some blessings that are just blessings, and then there's some blessings that are conditional. We've talked about this before in other podcasts before. So, wow. So before we jump in, if you're enjoying all this.
Which we hope you're being blessed. I mean, that's the whole point, right?
Amen. You know, please sign up for our weekly newsletter and share the link to let others know they can be blessed too. And don't forget to like, share, follow, and subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. And if you want to partner with us to help us grow, we got a donation page or, you know, there's other ways to support us through, you know, sponsorships, whether it be something that you want to sponsor or even your favorite ministry effort. So just reach out to us. We got all the contact information on our website. So the way these work, if this is the first time joining us, we take a scripture, we give the highlights, which we've done, and then we're going to break it down into little nuggets that you can chew on and stuff. So the first part is, and we know that all things work together for good. That's the part I'm talking about first, just so we can move through it a little bit at a time. So we know is assurance. Have you ever thought about that? That we have confidence in what this verse is saying. To know something is not to guess about it, but to have this foundation of understanding in that you're agreeing with it as a fact. You know, for example, I know I have blue eyes. Joanna knows I have blue eyes. She can see them, right? Yes. And I also know that I am saved. These are things that I know, right? These aren't questionable. These are things that I know. So it is the knowledge of something to know something, right? So to know what? So what is this verse saying that you know, Tammy? Well, we know in this verse that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. That's what this saying is saying, that we know this as a fact. So the next big word, or the little word, we talk about this word all the time, all, stuck out. We love this word, all. Yes. This amazing word doesn't have any fine prints or exclusions to it. You know, you're not going to find your name in fine print. Doesn't apply to you. All is all. All things cover all things. And this, to see the good right now. So you may not see it right now, right? But God will bring good out of it. So I want to point out a verse here in Genesis 50:20, and this is the New King James Version. But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring about as it is in this day to save many people alive. So let's just look at work together. Right? Because this grabbed my attention, because God is working things together. Together for good. It's not simply dealing with your one bad situation. Okay, whew, Tammy got hit pretty hard here. Let me see if I can deal with that one situation. No, he's weaving it in with my life and the lives of other people, and he's working it all too mm-hmm. good. It may not even benefit me. It could just be benefiting somebody else, you know. But he has a plan that he's going to bring good out of this situation. And you may not see it when you're going through, but you just got to trust God when you're going through something, you know, that he's going to give you. He's going to give you the beauty for your ashes. He's going to make the wrongs right. Yeah. And you may not even see it. You may not even see what's coming from it. But you just have to trust mm-hmm. God that he will work it to good. And that's confidence you can have. When you are going through something, you can say, man, this is tough. It just seems unfair. I don't like it. But I love you, God. And I'm called. And so I know you got this. Right, Joe Heather?
Amen. Amen. He has got us. I love when, you know, the word trust is such a critical part yeah. of our faith journey. So I'm so glad that that word came forward. The Holy Spirit led you to share that word, because we have to trust that God can take our messiest mistakes and work them to good. You know, it just kind of broke my heart. I was talking to someone yesterday, and it was very sad. They made the statement that there was no way it could come back. There was no way. And we were talking. I said, well, God is the God of the impossible. And Christ's death on the cross overcame it all. You know? It overcame it all. I mean, his power is above it all. Every mistake you've ever made. Now, does God want us to make bad choices? No. He'd much rather we listen to his leading and walk in his ways always. But if any of you who are listening are parents or guardians or grandparents, if you're listening today, you know exactly what this is like. You tell your kiddos to stay away from the stove when you're cooking dinner. You tell them the pots are hot. And what happens with the little ones? Guess what? They walk near the stove anyway. And sometimes they reach out a hand towards that shiny hot pot. And it's just a part of being in this fallen world, right? We want to reach out to touch the things that are off limits a lot of times because we want to put ourselves in the judgment seat. What do you mean it's hot? It can't be that hot. Did you really mean you didn't want me to touch that? You know, and why we can't just trust God is, you know, a sad fact that is a part of what's been happening to man since the original fall in Genesis. But am I supposed to leave you there in this feeling of defeat? Like, oh, you know, I'm going to make bad choices. Yes, we're going to make bad choices, but that's why we need to constantly be renewing our mind on God's word and keeping our eyes on him, because he's the only way that he is going to work it all. Just like Tammy said, it's like a weaving, you know, that beautiful, you've seen a weaver's loom. It's really beautiful the way it's done. And you maybe can't understand what's being created in the moment. But he's the one who can take, even when you've stumbled and fallen, he can pick it up and he can turn it around.
Very true. You know, it's interesting when you were talking. I always thought about this verse is when people do wrong to me. I've never actually thought about when I mess up.
Oh, interesting.
That was the first thing when you popped up. I'm like, I never really yeah. thought about that. Even when I mess things up, because we make mistakes. God can still, it's okay, Tammy, I'm going to get my broom out. I can still work just to good. That was interesting because I had never thought about that before. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm perfect. I'm just saying, but I always identify this as when people have wronged me or just things in the world happen, but never really looked at it when I actually mess up. You know, but he yeah. can still, even your mistakes, yeah, mm-hmm. he can still fix that. It's not like that. Like I said, there's all, right? There's yeah. there's no exclusion, like, unless you screw up, Tammy. It's not like that, no.
Right.
Wow. So the next part, I'm going to read it to you, is to them that love God. So we're going to talk about this part right now, and then we'll talk about the other part. So loving God is really a big deal. And, you know, God loves you, and there's many verses out in the Bible about that. But God also knows our hearts, and he has set aside many things for those who love him. We talked about earlier, there are certain conditions on things. Okay, so you can check out my book, My God in Whom I Trust, the study of Psalms 91, because I dived into this, because it's very important in that whole psalm, especially when you get the last three verses, because those last three verses in Psalms 91 are strictly set aside for those that God said knows he, that love him. Now, well, you think you love God, but God knows, because we know who loves us, right? Mm-hmm. You know, people can say things all they want, but we know who really loves us. And so there are special blessings in Psalms, that, and I'm sure there's more verses out there that talk about blessings for because you love him. But this is the one we're talking about today, right? So if you want all things to work together for your good, I want you to spend some time falling in love with God. We get so busy asking God to help us with our problems and help us with this and bless that. We do thank him for things, but do you spend time? You know, when you love somebody in your world, in your life, you spend time with them. Right? God wants you to spend, that's how you get to love God, by being in his word, being in prayer, quiet time with him, you know, meditating on his word, just thinking about God. What? Thinking about God? Yeah. Think about that. You know, because that's how you fall in love with God. That's how you get this intimate relationship. And guess what? The more you do it, the more you crave to have that time with God, to be in love with him. And then these verses and some that you know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, yeah, this verse is for me. I know I love God. I love him because he first loved me, but I love him. You know, so I'm going to pass it back to Jo Heather and see. I know she's got some good stuff for you here.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think that's a powerful discussion to have because, you know, if you've ever loved another person, you know, whether it's a spouse or a child or a friend, a family member, it is about the time that you spend together. You know, and that intimacy, that getting to know each other, wanting to tell each other that thing first, right? It's kind of like, oh, God, guess what? You know, he already knows the great thing that's happening, you know, and you're thanking him. But he also knows, you know, the tough things. And it's just neat to kind of think about it as a relationship. And I've had a lot of thoughts, as Tammy was sharing, we've been reading about David in the Old Testament and how he had such an intimate relationship with God. I mean, you see it, and you know David made a lot of mistakes, but he was a man after God's own heart, right? And that's what we want to be, you know, men and women after God's own heart. So the promise of God to work all things together for good is for those who love him. And you know, we acknowledge not everybody loves God. You know, a lot of people want to blame God for every bad thing in their life, but they don't want to love him. And I was processing this. It was like, why would you not want to love God? So I was thinking about it. And in this moment, you know, I was saying, well, gosh, I really believe ultimately it's because of the sin of pride. Pride keeps us from accepting love from God. Because I think from a worldly standpoint, we might be afraid that if we love God, we'll look weak and people around us will reject us if we tell the truth and we say we love God. Well, that's for sissies, or that's weak, or why would you need him? You know, he's not even real. Who knows what things that you've heard. But by his love is ever present. You know, his love is there for all. I mean, his love is so great for every person, whether they've chosen him back or not, that he sent his son to die, right? I mean, that is a love beyond our understanding. But by accepting his love and loving him in return, you know, we do show our reliance on him. Because when I can lean into God as Father, you know, I'm made stronger than I could ever imagine. What might look like weakness in the world, it's actually, you know, me leaning into his love and receiving his love gives me strength. And it's his love that ultimately works the things for the good.
Hmm. Yeah. You know, we're commanded to love God too. Hmm. With our heart, mind, soul, and strength, you know. Yeah. So he does want us to love him. You know, I think he wants us to have the benefits in that relationship with us. Yeah. So yeah. It's definitely something to meditate on and spend some time thinking about. Maybe this week, you know, you can break each one of these things down and spend some time thinking about it. So the last one is to them who are the called according to his purpose. Now, what does it mean to be the called according to his purpose? I was just talking about this when we did our Kingdom Purpose Women's Workshop that we had on August 6th in Westminster, Maryland. Your kingdom purpose is your appointed position in his kingdom. So being called according to his purpose is when you hear the call upon your life and you step into service to serve him. So you become basically active duty, you know, not reserves. You're actually out there, you know, and you're appointed and you're anointed the work of God to do good works. Yeah, because you love him and you're serving him. Mm-hmm. So, and what's interesting, I was doing some research. We like to talk about different versions. And I was looking at other versions. And it's interesting because most of the other versions that I read, I didn't read them all because there's a whole bunch, they say are called. And I actually say that a lot by default because I know the NIV says mm-hmm. that. But the King James Version actually says, to them who are the called. Did you notice the that? Called. To the called.
Interesting, yes.
Mm. And it's like, what? And I had to read that. You can tell. I actually, don't laugh, Joe Heather. When I was reading over, I thought I had a typo. I thought I typed the verse wrong. And I actually had to go double look it up because I'm like, this is how you can read something and not catch every word. Mm-hmm. You go over it. Because like I said, other versions, the NIV says it, so I'm just assuming that's what it means. That's the way I've cited it before. But then breaking down, looking at this verse, I've read this verse tons of times before, but I never saw the call. You know, I think that's kind of special. It doesn't even, in the King James, they'll put italics when the interpreters of the scripture thought it needed some explaining. So they mm-hmm. would let you know what words they added from the original text in italics. This isn't even in italics. This is there, straight from the original documents.
Yes.
So to them who are the called, or to them who are called, I just think it has something special to be the called, to be among the called. I love it. Are we among the called? The called. It sounds like a TV show. The called. We are the called. We are active duty for the kingdom. I just love it.
I love it. Let's do it.
Oh my goodness.
I love it. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I think it's important, and like you said earlier, the point of us doing this podcast is to spark for you a curiosity and an interest about learning more about God's Word and how it can change the way you live, change your Christian living, which, you know, and we use that phrase, Christian living, but, you know, it's your living. If you're a Christian, it's just your identity. It's just your living. And you know, studying the different versions, learning all of these things, you know, that's just a part of growing in our relationship with the Lord. Because, you know, we can learn more about being called according to God's purpose when we read the Word. And we want to listen to what it says. I pulled this up because I thought you might be interested. Listen to what it says about how Jesus was called according to God's purpose. 1 John 3:8, write that down. 1 John 3:8 says, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Well, that's pretty cool, isn't it? You know, part of Jesus's purpose was to destroy the works of the devil, right? And that's, you know, the fall of man, the sin, everything. Praise the Lord that is, you know, what Jesus did and what his purpose was, part of his purpose was. And so, you know, when we think about that, it brought me back to kind of, you know, when Tammy was saying, gosh, when I read this verse, I think about what happens to me rather than what I do. I think, you know, it encompasses both of those things. And many times the bad things that happen in your life are attacks from the devil. So now you can memorize this verse and remember, when you are under attack, Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. You are victorious in Jesus. Claim this whole verse as your own, that God, the God of the universe, is working all things together for the good because you love him, you're called according to his purpose. So, you know, both of these verses can be a critical part of how you're battling the enemy, how you're battling doubts, fears, lots of things. So keep those verses in mind. I'm going to pause for a moment and share our sponsor spotlight. Today's episode is sponsored by our very own Tammy, otherwise known as T.S. Thompson. She has a deep desire to move readers with her books and share the light of God to uplift and inspire. She's blessed with the gift of storytelling and believes the world is in need of good, family-friendly books everyone can enjoy. You can find out more about Tammy and her books at ts-thompson.com. That's ts-thompson.com. If you want to be a sponsor of a future episode, or if you want to feature your favorite ministry effort, just contact us at loveandencouragement.com.
Oh, thank you, Joe Heather. And this is a really good episode. I think it's an amazing verse. It's an important one. We say that about all of them, but they are important, or else they wouldn't have been in the Bible. But but when you're called, right, you're active in serving God, and like Joe Heather said earlier, the enemy takes notice.
Yes.
He takes notice, and things that you don't understand can happen. But you have this verse as a promise from God that he is at work and will bring good from it. Even the stuff that happened way before you even knew who God was or Jesus was, before you ever got saved. That stuff before you stepped into the service of the King, because it says all, right? God will use it all to good. All means all. Praise God. Yeah, because you might think that I had a terrible childhood and all this stuff. He has not forgotten. He has not forgotten. He's going to take all that garbage stuff, and he's going to bring it to good sometimes. And, you know, you might see stuff later on in your life, and you'll be able to look back and say, I never knew good was going to come out of that situation. Yeah. I didn't know that there was going to be a blessing from that. That was so ugly. How could anything good come out of that? God.
That's right.
God can bring all things to good. So, yeah, I'm going to pass it back to Joe Heather, but it's been great. It's been a great episode.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite verses. You know, I say that a lot, but it is one of my favorites. And just like Tammy said, the message of Romans 8:28 is not that everything that comes your way is from God and that everything is good. This is the simple way. I've said it on the show before, but this is the simple way that I share it with my boys. Bad things happen because of a choice we make, because of a choice someone else makes, or because of an enemy attack. And it could be something that can't be explained. But our God is a good Father. And Jesus says in Matthew 7:11, if you then, though you're evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask? You know, the word says that the Lord can work things together for our good through the intercession of the Holy Spirit. So here's your question. How can you apply this verse to your life this week? Thank you for taking time to join us today. We'll be back next week as we continue to offer you words of encouragement that remind you of God's awesome love.